they want to happen in 7 days or rather 6 days, being resting on the Sabbath, is what we call creative works. It is that creative works that he rested on. And then there is another work that he did. That work was according to the things that Jesus Christ did when he came upon the face of the earth. That is called redemptive works. It is for the benefit of that redemptive works that we say that there is such a thing as finished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ that is captured in the redemptive works. So even concerning redemptive works, God has finished his works. So for what I'm saying now, how many works have God finished? Number one. Number two. But there is another work that is ongoing. So when you consider that particular work now that is ongoing, you will find out that that is the basis for the release or the outpouring of the Spirit of God as we get to know. See, the meeting is not giving a Jesus head of the people that are empowered to do what we told them to do. That is why after all the lectures of Jesus, all the things we call them, we said, carry away the reason. Because if you don't do that, many people will be going to read this and go out and then they find out that they lack the empowerment to do the truth that is happening in the scripture. Because by the time the disciples began to read what is in the scripture, as a result, what Jesus taught them, as a result of the fact that God goes and empowered them, the Bible spoke about their living. He said that these men are witnesses unto. You see, when you read the scriptures, there are two kinds of witnesses that is captured in the gospels. I'm still coming back to the other one. There are witnesses for, you will hear the apostles say that they are witnesses for these things, witnesses for these, meaning that on the day that it happened, they were physically present. Are you with me? So, because the church that somebody in this meeting, probably you were here yesterday, and you saw what God was doing, you can say, I was in that meeting. So, you were physically present, and you can tell the story of what happened. That is critically important for documentation, documenting purposes. But there is another kind of witness. That kind of witness is the witness that has the capacity to represent the hand of God. They call them witnesses. Also. So, there are two kinds of witnesses. One is witnesses of. Number two is witnesses of. It is the witness of is something which a man cannot enter into except there is an empowerment that came from heaven. Are you getting the point now? So I'm saying that this our meeting have not achieved the purposes until a man has sustained their capacity to be a witness unto. You have been a witness of, but there is such a thing as witness unto. So that is where our target is going, so that men will be empowered. So that you will not just say, I saw something happen. No, people will see the life that you are living now and the things that will manifest in your life after today. And they will know that these are proceeds, the fruits that God got in your life as a result of the fact that you attended in your life. And there will be people asking questions about your life, not about your law. Because when the scripture was speaking in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 1, he said, oh excellent Tobias, I write unto you of all that Jesus began to do and then to teach. It will mean that the authority of Jesus' teaching ministry was derived from a living. A living that had capacity to bring credence and authority to participation to the kind of talk and teaching that he has. And I need to tell you that according to the witnesses that the scripture acted for us in the book of 1 John, there are three heavenly witnesses and there are three earthly witnesses, and they are unified in one. The unification of that heavenly and earthly witness is in the spirit. The Bible says that there are three that bear witness in heaven, and there are three that bear witness on earth, and there is one thing that unifies them, is the spirit. It will mean that our witness is the only infrastructure we have in the kingdom to authenticate something as coming from God. So, and a day will come when many people will say many things and many things will happen. But only one way we know that this one is coming from God, except there is a witness for it. Are you with me? That is why it's not enough for men to be witnesses for. They need to be witnesses unto. And the Bible is speaking according to the injunction that Jesus get his disciples and apostles said, carry them to Jerusalem because you have to be witnesses unto me. So a man that has not received an empowerment and is doing something for God is somebody that will be misrepresenting. You need to be witnesses unto. And when he came, they began to live such a life. Even though the Pharisees and the doctors of the law those days, they didn't know where this man appeared from. But from the time of life they are living, the Bible said they took knowledge of them. Because they said, this man are ignorant men. But they took knowledge of them, and the Bible said, they now knew that they have been with Jesus. How did they know? They saw what they are doing. What's that? Crippled legs, one blind eye, step here, mad men everywhere. You go to shrine, and they have eyes to give his life to Christ. Satan will send his most powerful, empowered witch. And when she comes before you, she will fall down on the ground and begin to confess her ways. On that day, you are a man empowered. They don't need to ask whether you are called. They will know that you are a scepter to the temple. You are a sign and omen that God has visited the land. I have a problem. And I need to tell you that these things will not happen until men become witnesses. The Bible says, the days of man is captured in men. I don't have time to explain to you the difference between these two things I said now, man and men. So, when we get to the day of John the Baptist, the Bible said, from the day of John the Baptist, it will mean that the summary of activities that took place in that time, as far as heaven is concerned, can only be traced to the living of a man. So any man that wants to be correct in his bearing have to take a recourse to the kind of man that John was. In case you are correct in the day of John, you must have looked at the life of John. Because John was the one that lived in such a way that he presented the heart of God for the generation. So from the birth of John the Baptist, so John the Baptist became a marker in time to represent the fact that men have the capacity to walk with God in a generation. Are you with me? I want to be that kind of man. I want to. What's your name, brother? Monday. From the days of Monday, your family became liberated. The altars that spoke stopped speaking from your days. That is the only way they can describe the fact that liberation came to your family. Because you appear. I want to be that man. When I appear, the inspirations of Satan will be disallowed. Shortly behavior will begin to walk in my life. And there is no way they can say in the year 2021. No. In the days of Monday, I feel something now. I came over with Satan. Come back! You should have seen be a demand to be as another people. Don't go and watch and come back like that, and then you come back, the demon pressing me, the night is still pressing you.
Thank you. can hear you. He's shouting. Like the mic is meant to have been by his voice, but he's shouting to you.
Go ahead.
young man, remember, when he woke up 2 hours later, fellowship executive drowned him. When he left that meeting with fellowship president, he went back to his room. He wanted to speak English, he could not. He wanted to say, how are you? He said, I'm a rather bad. He wanted to speak in one language, he could not. He said, Sakadeva. His roommates that were copies, they ran away. Because the guy came back with a glory that was shining. And those men saw it. The demons with them ran away. He woke up tomorrow and thought he had stopped. He prepared the lecture. Went to his class. And when he wanted to deal with those men, he wanted to say good morning. He said, Sakamanata. He came back crying and said, hey, what did you do to me? This is the same guy I'm begging. And I used 4 hours Bible study to convince. I could not convince him until I went to Tari. I said, give me this soul or I can. It was there that the soul was caught because of argument from because of an empowerment to receive. Listen, I'm telling you what he's doing. One night, we meet a younger sister who was in campus one place. I had another sister that was our last one. So the sister, you know how sisters behave. If you have a problem with your sister, if it's down, they will come and collect it and wear it. You want the little smoke it. One of the days, the last of my sisters now went and took the calendar that the other one uses to go to the mountains to seek God. When the elder one takes it, the Kalika, she will cover herself like the Hebrew women of old. She will cover herself like this. Now the posture of the hand too. And then I say you are drunk. That is the posture. Men seeing from the natural, they can't know where you are praying for. The woman is filled with problems that are eternal. She crawled on it for long. Suddenly, the calica, she knew that it's no more a normal calica, that is a mantle. I'm telling you, the way we will use physical garments, they will no more be garments. Do you believe what I'm saying? There's a way you use this, my clothes now. It will no more be normal clothes. If I give it to you, you can't carry it. I was coming from New York last week. When I was there, thousands of people, it was like a mini stadium. They filled everywhere. And I said, there is fire in this campus. I said, we have the young ministers that is in need of fire. All I did, because I can't lay hands on everybody, all I did was to remove it from my shoes. I rubbed it on the ground, half of the people were on the ground. Just once. What is in a suit? Something has entered it that has eternal consequences and purposes. That is what my younger sister did. She stole her elder sister's and then wore it. She said one day, she was on the bed sleeping, and then she saw her sister with cream on her. And she began to speak in tongues and shake. She spoke in tongues for 3 hours without anybody talking to her. When she realized that what was making that thing happen, what she was wearing, she quickly put it and threw it on the bed and ran away. But by then, she's already implicated. How can people collect your phone, collect your shirt, collect your shoe, shake your hands and go? Nothing happened to them. Are you? Who knows? I want to be a vampire, a vampire. if you can't pray, I'll be the president of people that can't pray. Until I resign my post. I was their president, but I have to resign. No sense to pray 10 minutes in our house. And therefore, I was born into a Christian family. No, not. Or rather, my two parents are pastors. I mean, not pastors today. They have been pastors for almost 3 decades. What's your father's business? Civil servant. I don't know what he's doing, but just as he's a civil servant. And you know the nature of what he's doing. Imagine if your father is a headmaster, you know about books and how to man. I know somebody that his father is a teacher in secondary school. The guy is among the people that register in those schools in Bahia. But you don't know. So he knows more about how to mark Bahia than somebody that is just starting university. Why? Experience given to you because of proximity physically. So if you mean that my physical proximity to my parents would have taught me more about ministry than somebody that went to high school. That's what prayer is still a level. Big level. And I found out that the people most deceived in this thing I'm saying are the people that are closer to church. They are closer to activities in church, but they are very far away from church. I tell you from experience, personal experience, until I had an encounter when I was 19 years. With my defense of the Lord, I've been looking for me since I was a prophet. Now, the point is this. After some time, I noticed I can pray for between me. After some time, I noticed I can pray for them. Then one day, they said, if you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, come. For me, that is the greatest thing that has happened to me. That gave me the greatest shift in my walk, speaking in tongues. That is what made me pray. It's as a result of that. Because I didn't know it was possible. I was among the people that activated tongues. I was among the people that activated the move of God. There is a man of God in Nigeria. I don't want to mention his name. Those days we'll be watching him on television. He used to wear white suit. So he will come and say, "Touch in the name of Jesus." And somebody will come. I said, "No, wow. How can somebody fall? You see that this person did it with the money. How can they say touch and you fall? What is making you fall?" You see, many times the things you castigated, just like Paul, the day he was doing those things, he didn't know that he is going to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. Many of the things you are doing that thing for being supernatural are the things you are going to suffer for Christ. So when I started, guess where I started with God. Those days they told us to go back after what God has done and pray 1 hour. The people that went to me, they didn't pray. Me, I went back. Meanwhile, when they were getting on to the Holy Ghost, they came and they were pleased. Everybody made me to realize it. Some sisters were like this. And some brothers were like this. Me, I said, me, this thing is great. My face was like this. So even the people doing Holy Ghost baptism, we are afraid of my faith. After some time, everybody will see, only me is remaining. And now for the Holy Ghost, if this thing is to please, give it to me. And then I began to speak. I was so full of joy that the people left and didn't obey the 1 hour instruction. Me, I'm ready. For 1 semester. My life, I found out I was moved, I was full of moved for no time. When I began to pray, tongues, fire began to came, come from the wounds. And time I got to pray on the level, I began to pray in tongues 3 hours every morning for 1 week's rest. 3 hours. By the time I got to 4 level, we are now taking outreach to say to all the hosts in the home family. And sometimes we'll be ministering. And people will be falling under power in their rooms. Nobody preaching to them, they will be crying that they want to give their life to Christ. Many of them are pastors now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Follow me. Now, meanwhile, this is coming from somebody that can't pray. If you can't pray, this is your brother. If you can't fast, this is your brother. My own, if I want to fast 6 or 12, by 8:30 in the morning, my leg will shake in my head. And then I'll be having headache. I'll be having My nose will be dripping. Say, what is it? I'll quickly go and eat. Somebody said he wanted to fast and he's very hungry. That's why he stopped fasting now. The reason why you are hungry, that's why you stopped fasting. But I tell you for something. If you'll be willing to go with Jesus, if you are desirous to go with Jesus, there will be a deposit in your life. A down payment you can walk with. Part of the reason why people's journey are poor and hard is because they do not encounter men that make deposit so that they can jump. Are you with me now? So imagine if you encounter somebody like me and the spirit of prayer was imparted on you. I know men that follow me, they didn't know what they received in prayer. They prayed for 10 hours for more than 3 years. On the 40th, they broke out into something. When they pray, thousands of people will come on their knees. And when they meet in the two of them, they met. And when they put in mind, people were asking me whether they are human beings. They asked me, what am I giving to these people to eat? Because the guy said that what he was eating, he prayed for 40 minutes and he said it's like 10 minutes to pray. What will make a man say that 40 minutes is 10 minutes? Then my brother, you will know that something is not wrong. The name of that thing is the spirit of prayer. It is my brother that sent the song. There is a praying spirit within me, oh.
Yeah.
2 hours, I will not be. I'll pray for 20 hours, I will not be. I will lead people into a 4 hour prayer. When I finish, I will want to continue. I tell you, I'm no more normal. I'm no more executing this system by the powers that is happening. There is a spirit. There is a spirit. When you press it, the man, you will use the natural way and ascend to the heights of God. From there, you begin to operate. The things that is at work in your life, the things that is beyond your human powers, you will shoot. Even when you want to stop, your lips will move. Somebody met me. He said that he prayed in tongues so much that he was in the place and he was still praying in tongues. He woke up with tongues on his lips. He was in the market with tongues. The spirit has possessed me. It works from inside out. Man, they die. I have gone. I kill them. It will. It will monopolize your own actors. It will monopolize the energies of your bed. And then push and walk and walk.
Let's go!
pray. And you know that God had in mind to shoot me into something in that meeting. When I got to the meeting, and the prayer said that I was praying, 1 hour I'm praying. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I will finish. I was going back. And I entered the bus. By the time I entered the last bike, the white man was drunk to stupor. We nearly had an accident. But something was happening there. I was tired. It was there that God began to teach me that there is such a thing as prayer presence. There are prayer agents. There is prayer presence. There is prayer anointing. There is prayer power. They are not the same. When a man of prayer appears, everybody around his vicinity begins to pray because he's praying. When men begin to pray because you are praying, then you have a presence. It is not just that you are prayerful, for men are prayerful. Sometimes you are not saying anything. When you appear, all of them will begin to pray. You are not saying pray, but they are praying. It's prayer presence. The white man told to school. Suddenly, he was a talkative, but when I sat on the bike, he closed his mouth. By the time, he was smelling and drinking of alcohol. But by the time we got to where we are going, he said, "Man of God, what will I do to be saved?" So I said, "I did not preach anything." I said, "What convicted that man? What convicted a drunkard that he needs to be born again? What is it that can convict a drunkard? What shall we do to be saved?" That is what prayer can do. Prayer. Prayer. Thank you. music on the guitar. As a piece of happiness in the spirit, the revival service, the festival of fire, the prophet of activation, the river of impartation.
Produce a movie you watch in 2 hours.
you are not with me yet. So when the man appeared on the face of the earth at the age of 70 years, we do not know that he took because of the tangible factor, the dimensions that he expressed in time. As far as he's concerned, he just watched at the 30 minutes. You notice that in some of the movies, the car will be doing as if he wanted to fall, but he did not fall. The person driving the car was not disturbed. It's only you that is disturbed. The director of the movie, the producer, know that the actor will not die. Sometimes the actors don't die. Men that have taken records from the eternal studio, where a proclamation was made about the life, and the utterance that was on the lips of the mortals was, I knew him. A man that has retained the capacity to live from that frame of reference is a man that is made that is actor. He lives. You are what? An actor's son. I didn't hear you. Actor's son. Maybe you are wrong with you. I said, you are the only one that is saying what will happen tomorrow. That is why the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 6, he said, take no thought for yourself. What you shall eat, what you shall wear, or what you have, you shall be clothed. For if your father in heaven decorated the lilies of the field with the best color, that won't show you. Are you with me now? It will mean that there is a studio where they are watching the book. And by the time you come to the book of Hebrews, the Bible said that we are before the cloud of witnesses. How many of you have seen the performance? You have seen the performance before. Men are on the field playing. They are doing skills. Some of them are scoring. You will see, if it's in Nigeria now, some of the members of the Super Eagles will be playing. Then, Tete Okocha and Kanu Akpo will be sitting. As part of the cloud of witnesses, they will be watching. They say, are you so people like this? Are you with me? Because what is playing out in time is what is happening in eternity. There is a statement from the panic in your life, and I think to release an utterance for this thing, I need you. Days will never be correct and powerful until you find yourself in the place. And do you know what God knew about you? You can just say it. You are a man that can die any night. I'm telling you. Okay, come and talk. Come and say you will kill me. You will kill me. Even if Satan said, he wants to kill me now, he cannot. As a matter of fact, every day he tries to kill me, but he has not succeeded. It's not so much about how much I pray, because there is an insurance on my head. Now, for what you went to the MJ, we must verify our. It was the swamp block that the angels encountered me the first time. Two of them. They sent me to go and buy bread and my wife with all of this. And by 11:30 in the night, two angels met me on the way. Let me stop telling you. You are telling you. You are looking at me as if, let me get back to my scripture. Are you with me? The Bible said, before you came here, I knew you. Sister, have you bothered to find out the work that God did? You are powerful to the degree that you have entered research work. You are involved in this purpose now. That means you have started doing research. How many of you in your project office? How many of you have been project? They are giving you your project office. You understand what I'm saying? There is a research involved. Men that want to discover all the facts, they have to sentence themselves as researchers in this field. Are you with me? It is only then that you will find the path of life. When you find the path of life, you will see that in the life of God we see life. It is when we appear in the light that is eternal, we begin to see our own life. We will see it because somebody told me yesterday, some of you will see the man migrating here. You will take a moment like this. Who is a little too much here that doesn't talk? No matter what they do, I'm worse than you. What's this? You know what they told me? They told me they are fasting and said, what we teach you is an office work. Even if you want to serve God, don't serve you small. Find media department They put me where nobody will see me. One day, in my first year, 100 level, I said, let me go and join Drama UB. When I joined Drama UB, they called me and said, I should come and accept her. I want to ask, do I look like somebody that can accept her? Because I realize that people that accept her. Complexion, is it not true? Have they told me to accept that before? Why are they telling me? Because I'm more better than you. Something is at work that is trying to manipulate my parents to where I will find my reputation. I want to join fire, couldn't join fire. And all the places that I will shine, they say, this place is not fit. Where you need to stay, is there nobody will see you? I finally joined the department. And I stayed there for 6 years. It was there, I was eating out of sight. Nobody saw me. I didn't hold mine for almost 5 years. For the people holding mine, I was the one discipling them from the back. But they never gave me mine. I wanted to complain. God said, is this why I call you? Do I eat and drink? But they don't eat and drink. I said, no! Let my generation see my calling. He said, go and eat and drink. But the tongue is great. I wish I had God and met him again. Because the words are the Lord's people, but twice you are there. So when God speaks, you need to retain the capacity to hear two times. The one you heard, you thought you heard, you be here. Because what you heard as the voice of God, there are dynamics in it, you be here. One of the dynamics is that when the partition comes, it's not a qualification for manifestation, it is a qualification for the secret place. It is a time to work. A fire can be on God when you come out. A doctor will come and touch you and say, ah, you are. That's what they did to my friend. A doctor touched him on this and said, you are too stiff. You are too stiff. You are too stiff. Release yourself. Before you know it, he fell upon the doctor. He is a man that has fire, but his fire has not been cooked. A man needs to cook his fire. You can put your fire to the point that when some people come near you, the contrast of their lips will jam. I'm telling you what we're saying. When you are coming from 7 days dry fasting, you are praying 5 hours every day for 7 days, and you come out with fire in your heart eyes. When you come out from such a place, you are not the kind of person that small people that are learning how to manipulate people with God. The time they put you is the beginning of their deliverance. So many times Satan will not allow some people to come your way. You will allow them to be damaging of people if they conquer you, they will be delivered from their enemies. And the agenda of Satan will be scored from the chance. May you put your fire when you are here again. Me, I knew you. Who is the one that taught you? The someone that is struggling to pray for 15 minutes is now a territorial intercessor. Somebody that can stand on the heights of time. And then he will roar in the spirit. And then princes that have held the territory power for long. I don't need to tell you, when I finish. Many of you brought this preaching and being here. When I finished preaching yesterday, throughout the night, only we preached. We don't break. We finished the first one, I wanted to sleep. The second one came and shook me on the bed. I put up. But many of you think I'm preaching. Somebody would say, look at the suit, the wall, it's fine suit. My brother, come and carry the suit. Because I need to sleep all night. But you see, these are the powers I didn't know were given to me. They tell you what you deserve. It's a grand place. In fact, somebody advised me, said, you are starting ministry too early. Wait till you are 40 years old. Then you start fasting and praying. When you are giving birth to children. And then the twins are crying. And then the husband is crying. And then your job. And then many things. And remember, the standard of God is short. It cannot be lower. What God will do is not to lower his man. Give him grace. He will give you more grace, but he will not lower his man. I say they hear and hear again. The Lord said, once I've spoken, but the wise need to hear. That all power belongs to me. Because after some time, after God gave me the Holy Ghost, I began to fast and pray. I spoke on a message. That's why I used to tell men, you don't know who you are. The capacity surrounding your ordination will be given. Your powers that is coming from realms eternal will be obscure. There will be lack of revelation and unveiling manifestation in context with who you are, in connection with God. The ordination that is handing a problem of being, you begin to grow and pray in the spirit. And then, the power that Jesus has been given to my until the man grows and prays in the spirit. You know who that man is. You begin to pray and grow. The Bible said, when Jesus took Peter, James, and John and appeared on the mountain, he prayed and grew. And the Bible said that the fashion of his countenance was altered. And there and then, and he said, it's you. The one that was even praying for them was not a normal Jew. It was not just the Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the God that created them himself. It was where their eyes opened. And the ambience of the prayer empowerment of Jesus carried so much weight and glory that he had the capacity to trap the dimensions of Elijah and Moses at the same time. When Elijah and Moses appeared, they handed over the proof to them. I said, brother, there is a way you pray and and arrive in the spirit. Witnesses will have passed through this stage that is holding the mantles. With this, the second measure of this, they will appear because your prayer ambience have retained the capacity to host them in the spirit, and they will hand over the mantle of victorious operation to you. See, and that's the capacity to affect the territory of the territorial one that is handed over to me, and the man holding it last is the man holding it.
He began to pray. He said, for many years, an angel appears
to her and enter. We think the angel appears like in a trance. We do seem as if she's in a vision, but it is physical. When the angel appears, the next time and gave her a weapon.
Thank you.
life is not passing away. But that's not the point. The point of the life is that you eat less and pray more and study more and do spiritual things. You only eat because of necessity. So if you eat once a day and you can carry, there's no need to talk another place. That another place is not useful to your destiny. If one place is enough, the extra place you talk on your destiny is what it is showing you. Have you not noticed? It's not sin, man. There are ways. The ways is not the way of sin. It's the way of food. Too many places of food is showing some people down. In one place you ate is enough. You are not giving hungry. You buy snacks and add them. After snacks, you bought ice cream and add them. Then you took sweets and added on it. Then you notice that in the night, your alarm is ringing for you to pray. Then you put it from, you off it by word of knowledge. How many of you know how to put your alarm off by word of knowledge? Your eyes is closed when you are sleeping and alarm will ring. Your eyes is still closed. You move by word of knowledge. And locate where the alarm is and press it. Meanwhile, you have not opened your eyes open. You are able to locate where the alarm is and put it on snooze. Because your destiny is being weighed down by food. One day, when you bring the plate of food, ask the food, what are you adding to my destiny?
Encounter a man.
dimension of God, the man has no witness before. I mean, people that are willing to step out of God, not to carry their faith closer, to confront demons, devils, secrets, to stay on the watch in their prayer closet and draw down the hand of God. If you are such a one and you are in need of grace, and fire, and anointing, and shoot, and activation, in the next 1 minute, come and step up here. Come back to the church. Start, go start, start. Close your eyes. things to do. If you are sick or you have somebody that is sick, take your hand and put another part of your body. Actually, God has started healing people. God has started healing people. There is somebody that has pain on your right leg. The Lord is healing you now in the name of Jesus. Just take your hand and put another part of your body. The healing anointing works by instruction. So if they give you instruction, just obey. If you can't put your hand at that part of your body, don't put your hand on your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, if I say Jesus, you say amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Raise your amen to another. Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is somebody that you are suffering from insomnia. Insomnia is that you are struggling to sleep. Sometimes you can wake up in the night to sleep back, and it will take you another 2 hours. You will not be crossing and coming on the 2 hours to pass. You can't sleep. That insomnia is going in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of infirmity here. I rebuke every demon. There is somebody here. Bring the person, bring the person. The spirit is living. There is somebody here. You ate in the dream. And since you ate, you cannot understand your body again. The way your system is working has gone haywire. It is because since you ate, I command that thing to come out, my God. Where is Cassie? Come, come, come. Find her, come, Ricardo. Command those things to come out. Now, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that that demon that is tormenting you in the dream, aye, many of you, his name is Warfare. I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit now in the name of Jesus. So many of you are under witchcraft attack. You cannot sleep in the night. When you sleep, they will come and lie on you and they will soak your blood. You wake up and you will most certainly fall sick. Once in 2 weeks. It's once every 2 weeks you fall sick. And they tell you it's malaria or whatever they tell you. I bind that spirit now. I find that spirit now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I charge you to take your hands off now. Let me request a place. Any missing part of your body, toothache, missing tooth, I command you to come back now. In the name of Jesus, command that spirit to come out. There is deliverance going on. God is healing people. There is deliverance. The Lord is telling me that there are some ladies here that is under the influence of things that they are not even aware of. Somebody gave me a vision, told me a vision yesterday of a young lady that God is using mighty. But the lady sometimes, a bird, a black bird, will come and perch on her left shoulder. And then, she will begin to behave under the influence of that bird. On the after some time, if you meet, when the atmosphere is hot, when she comes to a place like here, after some place, she comes back. And the person is being manipulated on her life. If you let, take your right hand, see this one. Find your belly, especially your navel or greater core. Put it there, close your eyes. If I count one, you shall fire. Just say 5 times. And then, God will transmit a divine energy to you. Don't assume that you are okay. You have to be sure. So that when you are moving up, you will not be hindered by anything. Please, are taking place. Pay attention. In the name of Jesus. Ladies, can I hear your amen? In the name of Jesus. Your amen can be better. In the name of Jesus. So we come to 5. And at each count, you shout 5. 1. Holy Ghost, use the hand. Transmit the power. 2. Transmit the power. Let yokes and chains and covenants and agreement be broken now. Broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. I rescue you. I rescue you. Bring her. Bring her. Anybody that goes on the power, bring her. I break the yoke now. spirit of God. Shooting with an incubus. Today, your work ends. I challenge you in the name of Jesus. I come against your words and my mother. In the power.
What happened?
You are in there too. Since when? Before you fail, and the instance of prayer is when it is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. One more testimony I need. Listen, there is a testimony I'm waiting for. There are other testimonies. Somebody, you are having issues with your stomach, your tongue. You have an issue with your tongue. I can see God healing you now. Check yourself. I declare you healed now in the name of Jesus. Let me pray for you again in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of infirmity in this place. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Chest pain, go. Back pain, go. Neck pain, go. Shoulder pain, go. Neck pain, go. My pain, go in the name of Jesus. Every growth in your body, I command the growth to be materialized. In the name of Jesus, every infection, go in the name of Jesus. I declare you home. One more testimony, I will go. One more. Check yourself. Check yourself. Where are the people that I pray for? What happened? What is wrong with you? You don't know what is happening wrong, but you are sick. Yeah. We just said that somebody is feeling around the corner, and God will speak and deliver him. Can you clap for Jesus with all your strength? You are not clapping. Clap. The people are the clap. Clap for him. You will come in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands. Let me prophesy you by yourself. Whatever you want God to do for you from this meeting, something that has defied prayer, fasting, this is the moment. I want to give you a prophetic push from the office of my calling. From the hall of the apostolic, I will release you into function. The things that would have taken you 3-10 years to enter into, listen to me now. As I speak now, the oil of trouble and speed is coming upon people. My God. Now. If what I'm saying is true, the anointing of speed is coming here now. When it comes, it will come upon somebody. And that